The new Plymouth mayor says there's mixed feelings in the community about a social housing development in the CBD despite a massive need for it. The 45-unit apartment blocks are being developed for Kāinga Ora in partnership with the Soho Group. The site will have 18 dedicated car parks, and the Kāinga Ora says it's looking at developing a playground on shared green space too. Construction's yet to start, but the development is expected to be move-in ready by mid-2023. But already there's some naysayers in the community, and Mayor Neil Holder joins me now. Kia ora, Neil. I mean, how desperately do you need this development in New Plymouth?
Oh, kia ora, Lisa. Oh, look, very desperately. The last 5 years, we've seen four Housing New Zealand or Kāinga Ora properties built in the community, and we've got a waiting list of more than 770 families.
And so where are they right now then?
Well, look, we know that there, a lot of them are, you know, we've got more than one family living in houses. You know, we don't have the extreme issues that we've seen in some of our larger centres, but people are desperate for properties, and when properties come up for rent, they are just snapped up.
So 45 unit apartment blocks, what kind of difference is this going to make?
Well, look, it will make a difference, and you know, Housing NZ has committed to build at least 128 new properties in Taranaki over the next few years. As well as they're talking about transitional housing, maybe 40 or 50 of those. So there is a desperate need, and you know, we've got this issue where people in New Plymouth and in Taranaki are used to having a bit of consultation. I think some people were caught a little by surprise and have just raised some issues, and look, that's to be expected.
What are their issues? Are they genuine issues, or you got a bit of NIMBYism going on?
Look, I don't think it's NIMBYism. I think the issue around parking is a legitimate one.
Explain that to us in a bit of detail.
So look, you've got 68 bedrooms in this across the different apartments, but 18 vehicles. Now, generally, I think New Zealand's got 4 million cars and 5 million people. So there is a concern that there'd be, you know, potentially 40 or 50 cars parked up and down the street. Now, Kāinga Ora, I've spoken to them about this, and they believe the way that they will manage these tenancies that there won't be those issues. So, you know, they can't give an assurance, but they've said to us that they're looking to, you know, to go out and talk to the community now to understand their concerns and then look to address them.
So what about property prices, Neil? Because some people are talking about potential drops in property prices. Are there residential properties nearby? Are we talking commercial? And do you think that's a real fear?
Oh, look, there are absolutely. It's in a residential area, and there are residential properties pretty much next door. Look, I think that it's a concern, particularly if you're really close to it. I think that is a legitimate concern.
Do you think it will devalue the value of those properties?
Honesty, I don't know the exact answer, but the issue I have is that I think people were surprised. They didn't get the consultation they normally receive when something significant happens, and I think they just want an opportunity to be heard. And I think it's legitimate that if you live two doors down, and you read about it in the paper, that you would want to have a conversation with the developers and with the owners to understand what's occurring, because people do think the worst. And, you know, these are good people, and so are the people that are going to be moving in here. And I think that's the issue. And I think potentially people are afraid of something new, and they might have, you know, seen the headlines of the worst-case scenario. But we know that there's a number of Housing New Zealand properties in our district, and we don't hear, you know, major problems with the tenants. These are our people as well.
Really appreciate you joining us, Neil. That's Neil Holdham, who's the new Plymouth Mayor there. And just to let you know, if you're in the area, Kāinga Ora is holding a public meeting Tuesday week, and it's actually going to be online.